survey, 68% of Americans felt safer 2 years ago with Trump in office. By Hannah Blow on September 22, 2022. Most Americans felt safer 2 years ago when former President Donald Trump was in office. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released Thursday found. The survey asked, "Do you feel as safe in America today as you did 2 years ago?" Most, 67.9%, said they do not feel as safe in America today as they did 2 years ago when Trump was in the White House. Another 27.1% said they do feel as safe, and 5% remain unsure. Both Republicans and independents, 86.8% and 64.1%, respectively, said they do not feel as safe in Biden's America. Democrats remain relatively split, as a plurality. 47.8% said they feel just as safe today as they did 2 years ago. However, 44.9% of Democrats said they do not feel as safe. The survey was taken September 17 to 20, 2022, among 1,079 respondents and has a +2.9% margin of error. The data comes as American communities continue to experience a crime wave in Biden's America. Conservative lawmakers, Senators Marsha Blackburn, RTN, and Bill Hegarty, RTN, sent a letter to President Joe Biden last week, calling on the White House to fight the nation's crime wave, demanding a commitment to law enforcement, among other things. "Rampant crime is not inevitable. Tough law enforcement can stop it," Blackburn and Hegarty wrote. "But that requires a commitment to law enforcement." As Breitbart News reported. Most notably, Blackburn and Hegarty note recent cases in Memphis, Tennessee, where 34-year-old kindergarten teacher Eliza Fletcher, a mother of two young boys, was kidnapped and murdered allegedly by convicted felon Cleotha Abstin. In a separate case last week, 19-year-old Ezekiel Kelly was arrested in Memphis after he allegedly carried out 7 shootings that left 4 Americans dead. Kelly is said to have live-streamed the shootings on social media. As a result of the rise of assaults and homicides, the senators are asking Biden to deploy federal grant programs to go to law enforcement units fighting violent crime. The lawmakers are also urging Biden to revive Operation Legend, which was initiated by the Trump administration in 2020 and named for a 4-year-old boy who was shot and killed by a stray bullet in Kansas City. This operation deployed federal law enforcement officers in 9 major American cities to help state and local law enforcement partners combat violent crime. From July to December of 2020, under Operation Legend, over 6,000 arrests were made, including approximately 467 for homicide, more than 2,600 illegal firearms were seized, and over 17 kilos of fentanyl were seized. In Memphis, this operation resulted in 266 arrests, with 124 individuals charged with federal crimes of violence or narcotics. Additionally, the lawmakers did not ignore the reality of the open border, urging Biden to close it to prevent the endemic drug and human trafficking and criminal violence traveling across it. A recent survey from The Economist/YouGov found Biden underwater on crime, as 35% approve and 47% disapprove.